recipes for my mind, body, and soul. I go to Mama's Pantry. Fill me up, I cannot get enough. I'm talking Mama's Pantry. To supplement me with the tea that I need. I see it's Mama's Pantry. What a way to end and start my day. Welcome to Mama's Pantry.
Welcome to Mama's Pantry, episode 37. Thank you for coming. Let's get started. Here we are again, meat and potatoes. You ready to dig in? We're going to continue the conversation we were having with Tyler from episode 36, talking about ChatGPT, the world as we know it, what the future looks like with technology. So let's get into it. Come on in.
Back in action. I was already in here. Such a big pantry. You lost me.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put you on this part's going on the next episode. So the knock is going to be there.
Oh, we got the tech companies tried to shut us down.
I know. You were talking about getting that money from big tech, and they were like, no, you don't.
And also, setting people up for easy choices. Andrew Yang had a great idea. I wish he would work with some organization, or there'd be some group of people, it may need to be us, that figures out how we go about charging for our data. Because I'm confident that the majority of Americans would say yes to having us be paid for our data.
Right. I think Andrew Yang, I'll double check when we get off the phone and see if he has it kind of written out. Because when he was running for president, he had all his ideas and how he was going to go about it and how kind of sort of their mechanisms even. He was so well thought out on many things. And I believe he already kind of attacked where we were specifically going to receive those funds and how. Like, where in the transaction of data will be able to grab a penny or two for each grab or whatever. I mean, I think it broke it down to that level so that it wasn't like a huge hit per se for the people who are using data to make money, but also was a reasonable payout for Americans.
The problem is that we don't have that option by itself. To get that option, we had to choose Andrew Yang. And a lot of people, especially, you know, there's all kinds of elements that went into play to not wanting to choose Andrew Yang as the next president. If we could just have that option instead of having it tied in, it's like an earmark. Yes, you're going to have that option, but it's tied into Andrew Yang as president and makes it a more difficult ask for people.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
My screen is black right now, and you can still hear me.
I can totally still hear you.
So I'm going to keep it running like this and seeing what's going on, you know?
Yeah, if it cuts out after a minute or something.
Yeah, I think it might do that. I don't know.
That's okay. That's all right. The listeners to this podcast are well aware of audio problems.
Nice.
Especially with phone calls. I'm really excited. I know that there are downsides, but, you know, I'm not going to be in charge of putting in those guardrails. So I hope, you know, the people that design all this are keeping that in mind. I believe they are. They have, you know, every reason to want to keep, you know, human life going since they're human. And so, you know, one would think that those great minds are considering all these things and putting, you know, guardrails in. But ultimately, there's so many pluses that I see to even more automation and more robots and more integration in everyday life. There's people now that have, you know, refrigerators that tell them if they need to get more milk and will order it even on another app so that they can go pick up the groceries. Like, there's so little that goes into it with the human mind. It's all automated and it's great. It's a great time saver. It's a, you know.
Yeah, but there's so many hiccups when they, when you tie it into every part of your day living. It's one thing when just your refrigerator is smart. It's another right. thing when your whole house is smart. So that, you know, doors getting unlocked, lights getting turned
right,
on.
Which they have. They have all that. Your temperature gauges for your air conditioning and heating is all automated. You program in. You can be driving home and say, turn on the kitchen light. Turn on the heating, you know, so that when you walk in, it's ready and acclimated for you. And yeah, right. there's hiccups. I would say the biggest problem in this technology being integrated on a wide level in a wide variety of areas is energy. You know, being able to supply energy to these computers and these systems and storage of data is also a big, huge problem. But
storage of data and hacking. So, you know, I want to run up in your house. I just hack your freaking Blink code and this shuts down your system. I can walk right in. Or your the system deems you a threat. It doesn't let you out of the house.
Right, right.
You have got to watch. He was in the house and it was like demolition set for tomorrow at 8 a.m. And then right. and then once the system recognized he was in there and doing shit he wasn't supposed to be doing, oh, it changed it. Demolition set for tonight at 8 p.m., which is right now. Motherfucker duck. Motherfucker duck. The house is completely robotic. The robot outside is connected to the system. And we're dead. We're all
right.
dead.
Right.
But up, you know, up until that point, it's beautiful. You know? It's like it's like the slave masters. I'm gonna say some wild shit right here. You know, slavery was great for the slave masters up until the point that it wasn't.
Right. Right. Right.
Terrible. The whole the system of slavery is terrible. It was sweet for some people for a little bit, but ultimately it was terrible, and it showed its ugly face in the end because the truth always wins. And oh, robots God. Are awesome until the point that they're not. So I'm with you. I love the ride. The ride down that rabbit hole is a beautiful thing.
I mean, how was your VR? How was your VR experience from what you thought it was going to be before you even tried it okay. to how it actually was? How was that?
All right. She's like, stop downing robots.
We're team robot in the
positive
pantry.
Robot talk, please.
You need a t-shirt, a Mama's Pantry podcast
t-shirt.
Yeah,
I can dig it. I can dig it. I'm messing with the numbers here. The VR, my first experience of VR, I went from being like, that's super lame, to holy majoli. This thing is super awesome. But, you know, I've already turned it back into Walmart. So I had it for, a couple days, less than 30 days. It was not awesome enough for me to hang on to.
Right.
I got
part of that was that you know that there's a new version coming out, isn't it? And that you know, if you're going to do that, not all of it, but part of it was that it's not the newest version. And so
that's
why
true. That is part of my calculus. I was like, why am I going to spend $429 for a system that's going to be outdated? And what I'm hearing
later
before the
year.
End of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So why right. not just wait for that new system to come out? But part of my calculus is also, you know, why not just wait until the system is more like what I would want a VR experience to fully be. And so it's awesome. I'll give you an example. When I put the VR set, you get sent to like your home world. And there's different scenes. You could be a villa in the mountains. You could be in an apartment in some like city skyscraper where you can look out the window and see levitating trains go by.
Ooh.
And it's awesome. And I could see myself living in that apartment. But I cannot move in the apartment naturally, of course, because it's not real. I have to use the joystick to kind of point to the little dots on the ground and then pull the trigger, and it teleports me to those dots around the apartment. So it's
right,
cool.
You sort of hover around.
No, teleport, no hovering. It's
okay.
Now I'm at that spot that I pulled the trigger.
Oh, okay.
And then if I look around, I want to go back to where the couch is. I point to the dot that's the only available dot. You can't go anywhere you want. You can only go where there's available dots to be able to go. You click, you point to that dot. It like gets a makeshift target on it, and you pull the trigger, and you teleport to that point in the room.
Okay.
So I mean, it's still cool, but it's not like. It's not like real life. One of the great things that I liked about the game Call of Duty was there were some things in that game that just made you feel like you were like it was real. Like, you know, if I decided to go outside of what the game wanted me to do and just decided to go rogue and shoot walls or shoot, you know, a can that's sitting on a desk in a room, I could shoot the can and it seemed like it was real. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. And sometimes in a virtual experience, you just want to explore the virtual world.
Absolutely. I've done a fishing game in VR that's what I wanted to do. The only problem with the fishing game is you can't walk around. You can look around, you can 360 look around, but you can't like walk down the river side.
Right.
Listening to birds and stroll amongst the meadow.
Right.
So
exactly.
it is limited. And I wonder if, you know, if you had a lot of money, if they have like body suits or, you know, because I used to have a PlayStation or maybe it was I can't remember what system it was, but we had it read the whole room. Like when you set it up, you had to stand in certain areas of the room so it could read where your body was. And then you could do like a dance simulation game where it could see if your arm was going up or down or if you were moving side to side and things like that, so it could acclimate to its, you know, IRL surroundings. So if you had like a bodysuit that was read by the computer so it could more detailed see movements of fingers, elbows, and integrate that into a scene that you were moving in. And I don't know if they my thought and what I believe it to be true is that many of the technologies that are released to the public are, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 years behind where they actually are. Like they're already in a beta for something, you know, like the technology that we're experiencing at NASA and in the military is far higher in its level or versions, if you will, of software and hardware. Like they have the latest and greatest that we don't even know about. So when I try to gauge where we are in the world of technology, I have to keep that in mind because I think we're a little bit further than we think we are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's part of my calculus with the whole MetaQuest Oculus 2 or MetaQuest 2. Is you know, I'm happy to wait for, you know, 5 years or more. You know, they asked that the age be 13 years and up. My daughter's 8. Mm-hmm. So I don't have any problem waiting 5 years to get the system and have it be dramatically more impressive than it is now.
Right.
If I'm
and
gonna
I know
be cool with it.
And I know one of your major concerns that you took into consideration was also how much of a time suck. You know, we complain now of people looking at their phones all the time, right? And everybody's got their phone. And how much time do people spend on their phone and looking at screens? And when you integrate VR into your world, it could very well be something that you lean too much into because it's so consuming.
Absolutely. And I'm not in a position where I have a lot of time to devote like that. But just imagine somebody who does not want to save the world or does not have, is not behind in their life and is doing just fine and works a job and comes home and wants some entertainment for a few hours. It's a great thing.
Right.
You know, even I was watching TV on the VR, which is great because it's got all these possibilities. So you put that virtual headset on and you just sit back and it looks like you're in a room with a huge screen.
Right.
You know,
right.
I've got a 50-foot screen in front of me now.
Right, right.
And it's an awesome experience. And if you can put the VR and Bluetooth connect it to a surround sound system in your house, then you can feel the stuff as well as see it.
Right. Because
the VR doesn't have the capability as of yet, and I don't think it will if it's just a headset, to have you immersed in sound like you would if you had big, deep, throbbing bass surround sound system that you were in the middle of.
Right, right.
And they can design it where I don't have to have, this is another movie, this is a great example for where VR is likely to head in the future, and that is Ready Player One.
Right.
I can easily see VR getting to that point where, you know, we strap the VR on and I'm off into a different world and a different experience. And it's awesome. And I don't need the you know, multi-directional treadmill to be able to run, because ultimately my brain can get fooled with the VR that I'm running. If I can just use the joystick and hit the forward button with the button A or something so it runs, then I'm running. I don't actually need to run.
Right.
And if I can manipulate things around a room with just my hands, I don't actually need to walk and do it. I don't need to be walking around the house. That was one of the bad parts in Ready Player One. You see these people with the VR headsets, and they like shooting in a shoot game, and they're walking down the street shooting. Well, that's not realistic. Nobody's doing that. You're going to run right into traffic. Like, that's stupid.
Right.
This bad Steven Spielberg freaked up right there in that movie, man. There's a bunch of places in movies I can point. I mean, he's freaking up right here.
Yeah, well, it's human error where robots are going to be quite helpful, actually. So
absolutely.
I definitely want to talk more about this, so hopefully you'll come back and visit again, because there's so much more to talk about, and as the technologies grow and you and I get to experience and, you know, experience them, then we can share stories. And
I feel like you're kicking me out of the pantry. That's what we're doing.
Our time's up.
Yeah, you don't gotta go home, but you can't stay here type stuff.
Correct. Yeah, it's time to cook. So mommy's got to get out of the pantry. You know what I mean?
Or is it the fact that I pooted just a little bit? I'm sticking up the pantry. Well, maybe stop feeding me all them potatoes you've been feeding me. All that wonderful spaghetti pasta you cook.
Hey, homemade pasta is where it's at, my friend. Okay, so we'll talk again. I so enjoyed talking to you, T, and I am so team robot still. I hope you get yourself a t-shirt, because whatever bad things are coming, they're so far down the road, and we're going to have many years of enhanced life because of technology and robots and all of that stuff. So I hope you're team robot, at least for the near future.
Yeah, team robot. I'd rather die by a hand of a robot than a human. Something like
that. call the robot mommy. Mommy. Okay. Love you, buddy.
Wait, what?
Timestamp. That's it. I'm getting rid of that. Okay. I love you.
Or you talk about the movie Mother, because that's another robot movie you should watch as well. All right, I love you.
Daryl. What about Daryl? Okay, I love you, man.
No, Daryl's awesome.
Daryl's awesome, dude.
Yeah, that's just fully awesome.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that he steals a freaking bomber that could have killed us all.
Right, well, I mean, the classic is War Games, right? Where
that's a great one, too, yeah.
That's a great one. Yeah.
We're dead. How many robot movies you want to throw out there? Let's go. We're all dead.
I think that one ends well. I think it ends well.
Yeah, we almost died.
We taught the computer. Again, humans and computers as a collaboration is nothing but greatness, my friend. Nothing but greatness.
Yeah, before too long, we'll become like cyborgs.
Yeah, great. I already want enhanced humans. I mean, I'd love to have a few nanobots within my body that are helping either detect disease before it even really gets anywhere bad, or B, does A and eliminates said, you know, bad things. You know, I'm all for that. I'm all for, you know, people who are paralyzed or lose limbs or have learning disabilities all have enhancement from technology. I'm all for it. All for it.
Well, I hope you're all for another movie called Star Trek Wrath of Khan, because that speaks greatly to what you're talking about, enhanced humans.
Well, I mean, RoboCop, right? I mean, yeah. Normally, there would be a snack time, sweet treats, leftovers, and a recipe. And there will still be a recipe at the end, but I'm only going to give you one more segment, a quick snippet from more of the conversation between Tyler and myself. It's a little bit of a funny one. I'm just throwing it in there. Honestly, there was a lot of the conversation that was edited, and so because of that, I am not putting it all out here. Not for any particular reason, except for I'm wanting to keep these episodes short and sweet, and I want to publish more of them more often. So hopefully in another later episode in the future, we'll share what more of that conversation entailed. But for now, here's a funny little snippet and a recipe.
How do you do? I'm all right. I'm pretty good.
Okay.
Let me take that back. I'm extremely blessed and highly favored.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it when you say that.
It is a great day in South Carolina.
What's terrible is the first thing I think when you say that is like, I want to throw up. Yeah. It's so I don't know why. It's crazy because you would think that it's something you would be like, oh yeah, me too.
Yeah, right, yeah. It's like, give me a break. Nobody's extremely blessed and highly favored.
I think it's the highly favored, maybe.
Because
extremely blessed like doesn't really get my cackles going. But as soon as I see like highly favored, I'm like,
yeah, highly favored.
Are we?
Fucking oh. Yeah. Nobody's God. Arrogant.
God loves me. Yeah. Ooh, I got lightning in the pantry right now.
Oh, wow. That's, oh, God. I will smite thee. God is like, highly favored.
Yeah, God was like, hey, don't get yourself in trouble. Okay, sorry, sir.
Respect sorry. That boy.
No, actually, I'm outside because, as most people know, and you included, as a parent, there aren't very many places you can go where they can't find you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you would think the bathroom while I'm pooing and stinking up the bathroom would be a great place to get privacy, but not at all. I'll have my daughter come and sit next to me while I'm pooing. Yeah. It's like, yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. Get out of here. I'm pooing. You want to see my poop on the poop napkin?
All right, recipe time. This is a snack recipe, just like the last episode. I thought I'd keep them both short and sweet. This one has a couple extra ingredients. Here we go with the ingredients. Pancake mix, water, oil, egg, vanilla extract, pickles, and popsicle sticks. Now, if you don't have popsicle sticks, I suggest running out to the store and buying some popsicles. It is almost summertime anyways, and eat you some popsicle sticks. And then set those popsicle sticks aside, maybe rinse them off, and use them for this recipe. You'll also need a waffle iron. If you don't have one, I hope you have a neighbor you can ask to borrow, and then you can share. All right, I like dill pickles. You can use whatever sliced pickles you would like. And you're going to use a toothpick to poke the hole that the popsicle stick is going to be inserted into the pickle. So you want to use a toothpick to initially score the side of the pickle slice and then insert the popsicle stick. Then in a mixing bowl, you're going to add your pancake mix, 1 cup of pancake mix, 1/2 cup of water, 1 tablespoon of oil, 1 egg, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla. You're going to mix that up, and then you're going to take your popsicle inserted pickle slice, and you're going to dip. And what you can do is put a bunch of pickles on a bunch of sticks and line the perimeter of the bowl with the pickle side down in the mix, and just let those sit while your waffle maker is heating to the desired temperature. Usually waffle irons don't have a temperature gauge, so you just turn it on and wait for the green light to turn on. And then you can put a couple of these dipped pickle slices into your waffle maker, put it down, and let it cook. I would suggest waiting about 4 to 5 minutes before trying to lift. I wouldn't maybe let it go the entirety of the cooking cycle. It depends. You probably know your waffle maker better than I do, but mine personally, if I let it go to the full amount, it gets a little overcooked. You don't want the waffle to be too crunchy. And once it comes out, you're ready to eat. If you want to dip it in something, go ahead with the syrup. It's a delicious touch. And bon appetit.